So I'd like to finish with just another personal anecdote. It has to do with my father, and also when I was about 8 years old, we had a game that we'd play every Sunday afternoon just before the football would come on television. And in our house, you could circumnavigate the first floor, the ground floor, by running from the hallway into the living room, into the dining room, into the kitchen, back into the hallway. And we had this game where my father would sit on the living room sofa, and I would stand next to him, and I would start running from the living room around into the hallway, and he would count to seven, because it took me 7 seconds to run that. And on the count of seven, he would throw my little plastic Philadelphia Eagles football into the archway that led from the kitchen into the hallway to the front door. And if we had timed it right, at the count of eight, I would appear in the archway just as the little plastic Philadelphia Eagles football would. And more often than not, I would catch it. Now, when my father died, this was my strongest memory of him. He was a man of, at home at least, he was a man of few words. Little said, easily mended was his favorite aphorism, or saying. This is actually a proverb. And that's very true, little said, easily mended. It's not the greatest child-rearing philosophy I've ever come across, but anyway. Also, the thing about my father is I'm convinced he never read a book in his life. His education was interrupted by World War II. Yeah, he was served in the army, he was there at D-Day, and I never saw him even hold a book, and there were no books in our houses, in our homes. And when he died, I went through his things. He was a salesman, so actually he lived by words, he lived by talking. He was a very witty, persuasive guy. And after he died, I cleaned out his desk. He had a little desk in the cellar and an old metal filing cabinet. And I cleaned out a bunch of old insurance policies. He sold aluminum siding and insurance and lots of brochures about the wonders of aluminum siding. I found a postcard from World War II. I found his dog tags from World War II. I found a drawer full of spent Sylvania flashbulb cubes. But in one drawer, I found a stack of thoughts for the day torn from one of those calendars which has a quote for every day of the year, one of those desktop calendars. And I was stunned. In that one instant, when I discovered that my dad had a secret stash of aphorisms, my entire opinion of him changed in that instant. And I also realized in that instant that my love of aphorisms was something that he also passed on to me. What I'd like to pass on to you is that aphorisms are an endless source of wisdom, insight, and not least, humor. Drink deep, drink long, and don't forget to pass them on. Thank you very much.